going to head to Central Michigan to be joined by Chippewa's head coach, Jim McElwain. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. You guys doing good?
We're doing okay. Thank you for your time. And obviously a tough-fought, hard-fought 17-12 loss at Miami Hurricanes on Saturday afternoon. And after getting back to Mount Pleasant and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Chippewas.
Well, I think it was a chance for our team to kind of, find out a little bit about themselves, and I think we made some strides in some areas. Disappointed, obviously, not being able to finish and find a way to win, but at the same time, I think we had some guys grow up, and as a team, we kind of learned a little bit what it is as to how you play hard, and don't just give in. There were some real good, solid performances, and yet we've got a long ways to go, especially going into this week against a really talented team with got their quarterbacks playing good, and there's team speed, and we got our work cut out for us as we get back into MAC play.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach McElwain and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Let's go to our first question for Coach McElwain.
Your first question is from Joe with the Eastern Echo.
Hey, Coach.
What's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good, bud.
So Levante Bellamy leads the MAC with 6 rushing touchdowns, and he's averaging over 7 yards a carry. And then Giovanni Ricci also leads the MAC with 4 receiving touchdowns. So going up against players of their caliber, how does that affect your defensive game plan against Western Michigan?
Well, as I said earlier, watching these guys on film, both sides of the ball, very impressive. And they've done an unbelievable job of recruiting, especially speed. I think both of those, guys you talked about, the explosive plays that they create are eye-popping, and yet, they're creative because of the guys up front. I think they do a great job on both sides of the line, and, I'm really impressed. Their quarterback's well-coached. This guy makes great decisions, gives them opportunities to be successful, and obviously when you got speed like that, it really puts you in a tough spot. So we're gonna have to play our best game to come out of there alive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your next question is from Evan Putzold with the Central Michigan Live.
What's up, Evan?
How's it going? Looking at this really being your first Central Western game. What does it mean to you going into this one, and what have people around the program told you about the Central Western game, and I guess kind of what are your overall thoughts on that, and is it just like a normal game, or does it mean something more to you even though it's your first time?
No, it's, as I've said a lot of times, what makes college football so great are the rivalries, and, this being a trophy game, a game that means so much to everybody involved with the program on both sides, man. This is the stuff, and this is the reason you kind of do this. I think it's great. Obviously, the history of the rivalry is as you noted or said. We've had a couple of our great coaches here, Coach Kramer and Coach Dramedy, have come and spoke to the team. One of the things when I got here was to really, try to dive into, what is Central. And, part of that is, this rivalry in this game. And getting the perspective of those guys has been very beneficial. Been fortunate to be involved in some really good rivalries. And I think it's fun. I think it's great. And, excited for both teams to go to battle.
And looking, too, at the performance against Miami, I know it wasn't the end result that you would have liked, obviously, looking for a win, but really, I mean, looking at that game and how the team has continued to progress week by week, I mean, is it faster than you thought they would be learning, they would be growing, or is it kind of at the speed that you expected coming in, or is it slower than you expected?
Good question. I'm really, as we've said from the get-go, is, you know, each day we've just got to get a little bit better. And I saw some huge strides in this last one, and yet saw some areas that obviously are a long ways from being complete. And, as far as a time frame, you know, I haven't never really put a time frame on anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather let's focus on, you know, what we need to accomplish to get to where we want to go. And, in some areas I think we're maybe ahead of that, and in some areas we're still dragging. But, you know, to me, you stay with the positive on the things we're getting better at, but we continue to work on those pieces that are lagging. And with that, there were some good things we could take from the last ball game, and I think each week, as long as we just try to get a little bit better, and the guys understand what that means, we're going to be okay.
And then last one for me, David Moore. I mean, he took a ton of shots against Miami, and he really hung in there. What does that say about him as a quarterback and just as a guy that's going to lead your offense? And did he make it out of there alive?
Yeah. No, it's interesting because you're right. He took some shots, and part of that is because he hangs in there, and I think he's got a great feel for the pocket. You know, he jumped out of there a couple times a little quick, and he's aware of it. And obviously a couple of the shots were self-inflicted from the standpoint of, being conscious of the look and knowing when to get rid of it and who you're responsible to block as a quarterback. And yet at the same time, I think our team saw a guy who was standing in there and delivering, and I think that that's a real positive. And every time you go out, it's an opportunity for you to, learn and get a little bit better. And I think he'll be better for what he went through in this game.
Awesome. Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Evan.
Jim, after four games, what have you learned about your Chippewas?
I've learned that, and I haven't wavered. I like these guys. I like this team. They're an eager group, and yet they're a group that need reminders, here and there, as far as what it takes to be successful in everything that they do. And yet I've seen some real growth. I've seen some, things that kind of hang over from their past, and we've got to eliminate that as we, go forward as an organization. But at the end of the day, I look forward to seeing them. I look forward to when they come by my office and check on me. I think we're starting to make some strides, and yet we've got a long ways to go as a program and an organization.
Well, Jim, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Western Michigan. We know it's a special week, and we will wish you the best of luck on Saturday and talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right. Thanks, man. Bye.
Thank you so much. For Jim McElwain and the Central Michigan Chippewas, coming off a 17-12 loss at the Miami Hurricanes on Saturday afternoon. Again, in that contest, wide receiver Khalil Pimpleton, a season-high 11 receptions for 73 yards in that contest. And defensively, the Chippewas limiting Miami to 301 yards of total offense, including 51 yards rushing. For Central Michigan, they will be at Western Michigan this coming Saturday, September 28th, again in the rivalry, the Battle of the Cannon, the 90th meeting between these two programs. The kickoff, noon Eastern on CBS Sports Network.